In today's episode of The Ranveer Show, we're talking about love, sex, and loving sex. I feel like guys don't get spoken to about these topics enough. And I feel that women will enjoy hearing the male perspective on growing up. This is my story from the age of 11, when I witnessed my body changing in certain ways, up till the age of 27. How has my perspective on love and sex changed over the years? Going to be a very, very candid conversation through the medium of my life. Okay, we begin at age 11, when you're in a co-ed school, and suddenly the girls in your class, who were just your colleagues till that point, suddenly they become objects of attraction. You look at girls and you're like, why am I finding this girl pretty? You don't know why. Then at the same time, it's about 2005, 2006, YouTube is popping up in the world. You know what else is popping up? Websites that stream pornography. Websites that attract you. You suddenly discover porn. You suddenly discover your own body, your own feelings, physical feelings, emotional feelings. You don't know what's happening to you as a young guy. And suddenly, along with all your male friends, you begin to put sex on a pedestal. You understand that there's this thing called sex. You talk about sex a lot in your bus rides, in your lunch breaks, when you're alone with your friends, in the middle of class. Sex becomes the center of your life, and I'll tell you why. It happens because of the first primary character of this story. Not me. The first primary character is what I call the dopamine void. The second primary character is what I call the love void, but we'll get to that later. Let's talk about the dopamine void first. As a human being, you're constantly looking for moments that will make you happy, moments that will give you a rush throughout your life. Later in life, you get a rush through other aspects of your existence. But early on in life, you're not going to get a dopamine rush through your marks. Some people probably do, but most of us don't. How do you get that dopamine rush? Dopamine is the feel-good hormone of your body. It's associated with feel-good experiences, pleasures. Drug addicts get their dopamine every time they do drugs. You don't do drugs as an 11-year-old. Sex kind of becomes that drug for you. The idea of sex. This goes on from the age of 11 till the age of about 18, when senior college begins. And in India, especially in Indian metros, a lot of us begin serious relationships in senior college or when you're a young adult. You know what happens at that point? You actually end up having sex. And you also end up having a lot of other experiences. So when you compile all those experiences together, sex along with all the other things that are going on in your life, you realize, oh, that's it? Sex was just this much? This was all that sex was? Cool. Felt nice. But there's also all these other things that are going on in your life. I found a beautiful relationship at that point when I was in college. We had a deep emotional connect. We were friends. We shared many growing up experiences together. We spoke about careers with each other. We spoke about deep intellectual topics. We discovered partying together. We discovered a lot of life experiences together. And yes, we also discovered sex together. Suddenly, sex isn't on the kind of pedestal that it was. When you were a kid, you'd tell your guy friends, hey man, I can't wait to grow up and experience sex. I want to know what it feels like. Then you feel it and you realize, okay, it's just one of many other things. You know what else happens when you end up entering senior college? You're suddenly told, especially if you're in Indian society, that you've got to do something with your career. You're told that you need to amount to something, and there's that added pressure in your life. It's kind of there from the 11th and 12th grade to get a good senior college. But in senior college, your career pressure really kind of compiles in front of you and you realize, oh my God, man, I'm going from being a child to becoming an adult. Didn't know that this is coming my way. If you're fortunate enough to have a great relationship at that point in your life, you tend to lean on that person. You're going through that growing up phase together. You start valuing the concept of romantic relationships a lot if you're lucky enough to find a great partner in your early 20s, in your late teens. Coming back to the concept of sex. Early romances definitely change your perspectives on sex. As a 27-year-old, when I look back at that college relationship, I don't think of the first time we had sex. I think of the times I cried to her after failing in my exams. I think of the times after graduating from college when I tried an internship in an engineering factory and I was told that, yo, entrepreneurship is not easy in this country and you're going to have to struggle a lot. I went to her. I went and cried in front of her. That's the memory I take back from that relationship, that I had that person to take care of me. I had that real human connect. Sex was just one part of it. Now, that's exactly why I tied up with OkCupid for this particular podcast. We've partnered up because the one big realization of my life has been that when you scan your entire life, some of your key dopamine releases don't come from sex, man. They come from real meaningful relationships. In a culture where dating apps promote casual encounters and getting to know each other and being casual about the whole swipe left, swipe right culture, OkCupid is all about compatibility and long-term partnership. More on the app later. Let's get back to the story. What happened at age 22? Things change further. You're kind of breaking out of that eggshell called college life and you're breaking into the real world. Suddenly, you're not just with people your age. You're meeting people who are 10 years older than you, 20 years older than you. You're meeting possible mentors. You're meeting people your age who are trying to hustle the same way you are. You suddenly meet people from your industry as well. You know what happened to me at that stage? Somehow, I was fortunate enough to find the perfect career for myself. All my personal strengths were kind of aligning themselves and going into the process of creating a YouTube-based business. I was great at marketing. I was great at communication skills. Back in the day, I was great at fitness. So I thought, okay, let's start a fitness YouTube channel. I'll grow it out as a business over the years. That's exactly what I did. But at age 22, I was fortunate enough to fill up my dopamine void. I knew that what I'd found matches my strengths exactly. So I'd wake up every single day with the intention of creating something, of going that one further step in my own career. And every single night, I'd sleep with satisfaction. That's called filling up the dopamine void. I was also single at this point. But that didn't matter because I was kind of hell-bent on just killing it with my own career. My dopamine void was getting filled every single night. So there's two perspectives, right? There's your own dopamine void that you're filling through your career. And then there's a lot of other people you meet. There's a lot of other people who've also found their trips in life. There's a lot of other people who haven't found the exact trip in life. Their strengths don't align according to the career they've chosen for themselves. For example, I met a lot of entrepreneurs who didn't really enjoy the process of entrepreneurship. They weren't built to do business. I met some YouTubers who had just taken up YouTube in order to further their business, but they didn't really enjoy doing videos for a living. They didn't enjoy the YouTube game. They hadn't completely filled up their dopamine void. Every time I'd sleep at night after a great shoot day, I'd think to myself, yes, this feels so good. That video I wrote yesterday was recorded beautifully today. Oh my God, best sleep of my life. They were probably not going through that same emotion. The emotion in their head was, oh, I had to record 3 videos today. Okay, I'll have to do this for maybe 2-3 years until my business becomes stable. They weren't enjoying their work. Their dopamine void was not getting filled. I'd also notice, and this was just my observation, that a lot of them, the same guys with that unfilled dopamine void, they talk a lot about sex. They talk about sex the same way I spoke about sex to my guy friends when I was 11 years old. You know, you bring up a girl in conversation and they'd automatically objectify that girl. They'd be like, yeah, she's so hot, man. I think, you know, she'd be great in bed. You talk about sex in general and they kind of get like overhyped. That's what I observed. And I always saw that the same guys who'd get really, really hyped about sex in their early 20s, maybe even in their mid 20s, were the same dudes who hadn't completely filled up that dopamine void through their work. I genuinely believe that human beings are born for a certain purpose. Your purpose can't be filling up that dopamine void just through physical pleasures. That dopamine void is only filled through your real purpose. What's the purpose with which you wake up every day? Every time you tick that box at night, your dopamine void will be filled. A career that you enjoy fills up that void completely. Now, keep in mind, I'm not looking down on people who chase casual sex in a certain phase of their life. I understand some people want to chase those experiences, and that's perfectly fine. I'm also going to drop a big truth bomb. I've had one casual encounter. Why? Because when YouTube started picking up, fame also started picking up. All right? And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to be young once. Let me go have some fun. I didn't really enjoy it. Mainly because I had experienced sex with someone who I'd loved. And I was now trying a casual situation with a person who I didn't really love. I was probably physically attracted to that person, but that's about it. There's nothing wrong with her. There was just that absence of love. And honestly, sex without love feels empty. You hear this a lot, but you don't really understand it until you've experienced sex without love. I hear some of my friends now who've been in long-term relationships, they say things like, yeah, I've only had sex with one person, so sometimes I wonder what it's like having sex with other people. I'll tell you, I personally feel that sex with that one person who you love a lot, that's the best kind of sex in the world. And that's something that needs to be voiced a lot more, especially in India. Don't put sex on a pedestal. You should put relationships, meaningful relationships that bring something out in you. That's what you should be putting on a pedestal. I'll tell you why. So here's where that second character of the story comes into play. One key character was a dopamine void. Another key character in the story is a love void. This is also something that's not spoken about as much as it should be spoken about. After the age of 22, the love void starts increasing for people. You found your career. You found that way to make money through something you love, and your dopamine void is completely filled up. I don't know whether this is biological or whether it's an outcome of the culture we live in, but I've noticed that the love void increases for a lot of people after the age of 22. People are looking for relationships. Men specifically. I've noticed that men, especially in urban metros, a lot of them have found their career trips in life. Many of them haven't found their ways to fill that love void. There's a lot of pressure on all of us in India. If you're a young Indian, there is going to be career pressure on you. You might be able to sort out your career. But you know, where's that one person at the end of the day? Where's that one person you can call when you're completely free? My co-founders, Rajas and Viraj, are also my two closest guy friends in life. But there's certain things I can't tell them, which I do end up telling the romantic interest of my life at that point. Where's that person you can fall back on? Why are you growing so much in your career? Who are you growing for? Now, usually with these podcasts, I always try giving you a CTA, a call to action. I don't have an exact call to action with this video, but what I do want to address is the importance of acknowledging that it's completely normal to have this love void. If you're someone who really feels like you want a relationship, hey, just know that there's a lot of us out there, a lot of us around the same age, we're going through the same things. All of us are looking for some kind of partnership, especially in your mid-20s and your late-20s, and probably even after that, it's very normal to crave a relationship. So the only CTA that I will give you in this case is one, ideally, ensure that your dopamine void is completely filled up. Try finding happiness in your work. And trust me, there's enough job options out there to find that job that you really enjoy and completely fill up that dopamine void. Because I feel you shouldn't get into relationships until you are completely fulfilled as a person. And two, make peace with this idea of a love void. It's very normal. There's ways to tackle it. There's ways to fill it up. You definitely need a relationship in your life, a loving partner in your life, to make everything complete. If you're someone who thinks that relationships or the correct kind of partner will take away from your career, it's a very old school mentality. You're only going to be young once. And if you find the correct kind of partner, it feeds into your career. It'll give you more creativity. It'll give you more perspective. The most beautiful aspect of all my relationships till date, my dopamine void was filled up. My love void was filled up. I always grew in the relationships, even if it was the wrong kind of person. You grow. You understand what you don't want from someone. You understand yourself much more. If you truly, truly love that person, you'll try matching up to the class, the level, the requirements of that human being. You'll get out of your comfort zone and grow in some way or the other. The best relationships always provide growth to you as an individual. So even if you're looking at relationships from that selfish perspective, it's okay. Remember, when you're dying, you won't remember sex. You won't remember how much money is in your bank account. You're going to remember that person who you built those memories with. That person whose hair you held back when they were throwing up, who held back your hair when you were throwing up. That person who you cried to, that person who cried to you. Getting comforted by that person, comforting that person with all your strength and might. That's what you'll take away. And that's why I think it's a beautiful idea to chase relationships when you're young. CTA, how do you do it? I strongly believe you should work on developing interests and hobbies. That's a very easy way to connect with other people. It expands certain avenues in your own mind. It makes you a more interesting person. But the other thing I'll really suggest is that make use of the internet. I've had relationships where I found someone off dating apps. And that's why I've partnered up with OkCupid. Remember, many, many relationships and marriages that we're going to see over the next 10 years are going to arise out of good dating apps. In an age where most dating apps are very surface level, it's about being compatible based on looks. OkCupid focuses on overall compatibility, where they help you find the people who could be ideal for you. They ask you foundational questions about your political views, about your choices in food, about your worldview, and help you find those other people who'd probably match well with you. Remember, I genuinely feel that we're heading into a world where people find their life partners from the internet, from dating apps like OkCupid. OkCupid is the dating app I recommend to you. Keep in mind, there's a lot of women out there who want serious, stable relationships. I promise you, there's a lot of guys out there who want serious, stable relationships as well. People just don't know where to start. They think dating apps are all about hookups, and they never consider the fact that, you know what? There might be a dating app that's about the next step in someone's life, next long-term relationship. The correct kind of partner, the correct long-term relationship is what you'll take with you to your grave. The person that you make all your memories with. The person who you picture when you hear slow romantic songs. That person's out there. That person's coming. When you take one step in the direction of what you want, the universe will take 10 steps in the direction of you in order to give you what you want. Take that first step. Go on an app like OkCupid and find that person you love. Love is the most beautiful thing in the world. Your dopamine void will get filled by your career. Your love void will get filled by that right person who is definitely coming your way. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Ranveer Show. Little heavy, little from my heart, and super honest. Thank you, guys.